Welcome to Long-Term Care Radio on Seattle's Cairo Radio. Long-Term Care Radio is brought to you in part by 525 Advisors, your local long-term care experts. Brian Ott is a certified long-term care planning specialist and will show you how to protect the people you love from the financial, physical, and emotional consequences of a long-term care situation. Because of new state and federal laws, there are new and exciting options you need to know about. Now, here's your host, Brian Ott.
So I had one of those calls this week with a client who asked me to have a conversation with his financial advisor.
Those are fun.
Yeah, and I get those every once in a while. And I'm always intrigued by this because it's like flipping a coin. How is that financial advisor going to take the discussion? How is he going to address long-term care planning? Does he know anything about it, or is he just asking me for advice? Is he going to ask me questions, or is he just going to be like, I don't know anything?
Mm-hmm. Is he even open to it?
That's right. So this happened to be one of those advisors that just didn't have any questions for me. They didn't want anything to do with it. In fact, what they said to their client is, you know, we think he should just self-insure. The client had, you know, a nice nest egg set aside, but his wife was already in a long-term care situation, and he's kind of seen the writing on the wall.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, okay, well, we're trying to put this new plan together, an asset-based plan that's going to pay him back either way, but it's going to give him some true protection in case he ends up in long-term care because there's nobody to help him. And the advisor just didn't want anything to do with me. They just said, no, we have no questions. We're just going to recommend that he self-insure, which again is a misnomer. There is no self-insurance. It's self-funding. And the problem with that, we're going to talk about that a little bit today. But here's what I got out of this. Going back to the client, I said, look, your advisor doesn't want anything to do with long-term care. They don't want to learn about it. They don't want to know about these new programs. But I said that doesn't mean it doesn't make sense, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like asking your general contractor whether you have the right furnace or not. He may know you have a need of furnace and there's a furnace in there, but does he know whether it's the exact best furnace for the house? Who knows, right?
Yeah.
It's kind of one of those analogies. But my point is that these financial advisors out there, today we're going to spend some time on the show just saying, hey, this is the advisor challenge. So many people want the guidance of a financial advisor, and what I'm finding is so many financial advisors just don't really know about long-term care planning. They don't understand, number one, what it is. They don't understand really what's at risk. They don't understand the advantages of these new plans. And I want to spend a little bit of time talking about that today because it's frustrating for us when we're sitting down with a client and they're living it, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're seeing long-term care. The writing is on the wall. And their financial advisor, especially if they're a fiduciary, one of my challenges always back to the client and say, I want you to go sit down with that financial advisor and say, I want you to put that in writing. As a fiduciary, I want you to write that out that my best option is to self-insure and the reasons why, and that there's going to be no detrimental risk to me if I do that.
Mm-hmm.
And they won't do it. We haven't had one financial advisor that will do that.
In
fact, they get a little bit snooty when we talk about that. So I think the biggest problem, though, is that it's a lack of education. It's the same reason why we do this radio show every week. It's because what we're trying to do is bring awareness to what long-term care is.
Well, and financial advisors are just like you. They're regular people. So they don't know as much about long-term care insurance as the rest of the general public.
That's right. And so to think that it's kind of like CPAs, mm-hmm. attorneys, financial advisors, they all kind of fall into the same realm. CPAs, ironically, if we look at the surveys out there, people trust the knowledge of a CPA more than anything. I mean, they ask them questions, everything like where should my kid go to college to,
mm-hmm.
you know, what should I be investing, which mutual fund? And really, the CPA is a tax specialist, right? So we kind of get that same carryover when we go into the long-term care world. Most financial advisors will have some connection. They may even have an in-house insurance person. They may be even licensed to sell life insurance themselves, but they're not specialists at that. What they really are is assets under management. And so I think just going back to what you said, I don't know that all the advisors are saying you should self-insure. That's just out of malice. I think a lot of it is just the lack of education.
Exactly. And not understanding the magnitude of a long-term care situation.
That's exactly right. They look at it from a statistical point of view as far as numbers.
And averages.
That's right.
And
average, I think you have enough money instead of looking at the magnitude of it. That's a great point. And I also think that most advisors, again, don't have long-term care insurance themselves because the vast majority of the public doesn't.
Exactly. And they haven't really thought about it themselves. So when a client comes to them and says, well, hey, what should I do for long-term care planning? They're like, it's a daunting thing because they haven't even planned themselves.
That's right. And that's one of the things that I always talk about with my clients. I said, you know, when we present this plan to your financial advisor, one of the things you're going to run into is you're going to put your financial advisor in a very difficult situation.
Mm-hmm.
Because if they say, hey, this is a great plan, I think you should do it, then they're going to look, you know, the client's going to look at the advisor and say, well, why didn't you bring this up to me? Why didn't you let me know about this? And if they say, no, you shouldn't do this, it's like, okay, now they're crossing a line. Does that really make the most sense, right? And how are they going to pay for that long-term care? So it really makes the financial advisor a little bit uncomfortable, a lot of them. And again, not all of them. We work with some great financial advisors. We work with Zach Abraham, who you hear over on KTTH, who really understands long-term care, and we do that joint planning together.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's one of the things to keep in mind, that there are some really good advisors out there.
And some are happy to see this and say, wow, that's great that you found an expert to work with on long-term care planning. Go ahead and do that because I didn't even know this stuff existed.
Yeah.
And protect the rest of your portfolio.
I think that's such a valid point. I think a lot of financial advisors out there just don't understand these new advantages. And I think they don't understand the tax advantages of them, right? They don't understand that, hey, if I have, the reason why I'm going to reposition a chunk of this money, this retirement portfolio over here into this long-term care plan, is because now I get leverage, which means I get $3, $4, $5 or unlimited dollars back for every dollar I put in. But the biggest advantage is it's a tax-free stream of income.
Mm-hmm.
It's not affecting my adjusted gross income like it will if I convert assets to income. It doesn't matter if it's a retirement account. It doesn't matter if it's a stock portfolio. When I sell that, when I turn that money, those assets into income, there's going to be some tax consequences. Long-term care eliminates that. So I think there's a lot of the financial advisors have never really sat down to look at that. And there's actually some really good software out there. It's designed to tell you what the cost of the next dollar is truly on taxes. How is it going to affect your Medicare because your adjusted gross income goes up? What kind of taxes are you actually paying? And then I also think that from an advisor point of view, a lot of the advisors out there just think that long-term care is for nursing home only.
Oh, yeah. They still have the same misconceptions that a lot of the general public does because, I mean, long-term care insurance is still widely misunderstood, and financial advisors aren't left out of that.
No, and I think that if we look at this from a point of view, you hear it all the time on the radio, like long-term care insurance might be good if you end up in a nursing home. You'll read it in articles. Long-term care insurance might be something you're interested in because if you end up in a nursing homes can be very expensive. Folks, the facts are very clear. The vast majority of people start their long-term care journey at home, and if they have long-term care insurance, most of those people will remain in their own home. A good 70% of them will be able to age in place. The nursing home, ironically, the way those statistics show up, it's from the averages of what a nursing home stay is. That's because most of those people are on Medicaid, meaning they've been in long-term care for a long time already. They've burned through their assets. Now Medicaid comes in and puts them in the warehouse because they're the payer of last resort.
Yeah.
And so a lot of advisors, I still think they look at it and they go, oh, you're 70, you're healthy, you're young. That's something down the road, nursing home. And the truth is, folks, a third of the people on long-term care are under age 65. And those cases can be just devastating to a retirement portfolio because it's an expense that you just weren't planning for. Another thing, too, I want to talk about this. We're talking kind of about the advisor challenge, what advisors are challenged with on long-term care. I think a lot of them don't stop and think about legacy planning. I use the software. We've seen it out there. There's lots of different versions. So a financial advisor loves to put all these numbers into a software, and they say, great, you know, Madeline, you're going to make it to 96.8 without running out of money if the market performs the way it is and da-da-da, right? And then they feel good, and they give you this little pie chart and these little spreadsheet, and they send you home. Well, the truth is, what they don't stop to think about is what happens in a long-term care situation. Now, you may have more than enough money, right? You may be like a lot of our clients. You may have several million dollars in your estate. You've got pension. You've got good income coming in. You're probably not going to run out of money. However, if I end up in a long-term care situation, I could, or I could put a significant dent into that portfolio that I have, and that's your legacy planning.
Mm-hmm. And your commitments to the future of how you want to pass your money on.
And so what I say by legacy planning is, where do you really want your money to go? Think about that. Do you want your money to go to your children, to your grandchildren, to help pay for college? Do you have an endowment that you want to go to, maybe to your church, maybe to any kind of, you know, charitable organization mm-hmm. that you're passionate about? That's your money you've worked hard for, versus, hey, you know what, you can leave this money to the university, but guess what? If you end up in a long-term care situation, you don't get to. And I think a lot of financial advisors just ignore that. How important is the legacy planning? So we're going to head into our first break now, but when we come back, I want to continue this discussion and talk a little bit about some of the problems with self-insuring. We'll be right back to Long-Term Care Radio.
Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott, providing valuable insight to protect you in the event of an extended healthcare situation. Join Brian now at 1-888-973-5476. That's 1-888-973-5476.
I have to tell you, what a relief for my wife and me when we got signed up for long-term care coverage. The more I learned about the fact that nearly 3 out of 4 of us will need some form of long-term care in our retirement, there are so many issues at play. For some people, they can't afford it and they become a burden on their friends and family. For others, you do have money set aside, but it wipes out everything that you've saved. And maybe most importantly, it's about having a plan so that all your children have to do is carry out your wishes. It's not a burden on them. And that's why I love the advice we got from Brian Ott and 525 Advisors. We started by going to one of Brian's free classes, and that's what I recommend you do to find out about all the different plans they offer. Brian does have a few classes coming up this month. Seats are limited, so sign up now at 525longtermcare.com. You'll get a free copy of Brian's book, too. Go to 525longtermcare.com, 525longtermcare.com.
Sometimes big events in your life all of a sudden cause you to wake up and realize you should start planning for the future. I lost my dad a little over a year ago to cancer, and I remember thinking to myself, I should probably have a will or trust. So I called Rick Gregorek. Now, the reason I called Rick Gregorek is because I've been listening to him on Cairo Radio on Sunday mornings, and the guy is an absolute expert. I sat down with him. I explained my situation. He walked me through all the different variables, whether it was a trust or charitable trust, real estate, taxes. It was so complicated. I was so glad I had Rick right there to walk me through the whole process. So be proactive. Take control of your life right now. Go meet with Rick Gregorek and schedule a complimentary consultation at yourpartnerinlaw.com. You can also listen to Rick's show like I do, Your Partner in Law, every Sunday morning at 9 on Cairo and KTTH. Schedule a meeting with my estate planner, Rick Gregorek, at yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Hey, Story Monson with Bill, a client of Brian Ott and 525 Advisors. Why did you decide to even look into the long-term care?
Well, I think the things that drove me to this was the expenses when you start getting older, and I wanted to not lose everything, protect my assets. And so I didn't have any long-term coverage, and I chose the asset-based plan, which, you know, had a lot of benefits that I thought worked for me.
Tell me about your first meeting with Brian, how he explained your long-term care options.
Well, I thought Brian and Madeline were great. A lot of follow-up, very clear in the way that he answered all my questions, and I thought it was as transparent as I have an experience as I had. And he was right there the whole way, you know, being patient, helping me out. I felt that he was working with me instead of working for himself.
Find out if long-term care is a good option for your family. Attend one of Brian's upcoming classes. That's how my wife and I started working with Brian. You will learn so much. Seating is limited. Register now at 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com.
This is Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott. Join Brian now at 1-888-973-5476 and get the latest information from a certified long-term care planning specialist. That's 1-888-973-5476.
And welcome back to Long-Term Care Radio. You just heard a couple ads. We have a couple classes coming up here this month. We're already into June. Believe it or not, today is June 1st.
Gosh,
it's like
yeah.
hard to believe.
Really
summer
is
here. So Saturday, June 15th, that's our regular long-term care planning class. That's a 9 a.m. kickoff. And again, the classes are just an extension of what we do on the radio. It gives you a way to come in, sit down in a safe environment, and learn about some of these things we're talking about. What is long-term care? What does it pay for? How do you trigger a claim? What are the different types of programs available? So we're going to cover all of that. Everybody gets a copy of our book. There's some examples in there. We're going to show you how long-term care planning stacks up against self-insuring and Medicaid planning, which a lot of people still are thinking is an option out there. And it's just a really good beginning way to get, you know, educate yourself and get familiar with the subject. Mm-hmm. And then when you're ready to really start looking into long-term care insurance, you're going to have the basics down.
Exactly. And know the process of what it's going to be like to put a plan in place.
That's right. And so that's Saturday, June 15th, at 9 a.m. kickoff. That class is over in Bellevue. All of our information is on our website at 525longtermcare.com. Again, 525longtermcare.com. And then the following Friday on June 21st, first day of summer, we actually have a 10 a.m. class. That's a Friday morning. That's an asset-based class. Now, we still talk about the basics of what long-term care is, what it pays for, how to trigger a claim. All that stuff is the same as the regular class. But then we just kind of spread off a little bit more and focus in on more examples of these asset-based plans or these plans that are going to take pay you back whether you use them or not.
These newer plans. And realize the biggest thing about this asset-based class is you get to wrap your mind around the fact that there's not just one plan. There's several ways to design. There's infinite ways to really design your own plan.
That's right. It's not a plan. It's just it's a class of plans, so to speak, the asset-based. But all the plans in the asset-based realm pay you back. And really, this class is designed for those of you that are sitting there thinking, you know what, I'm going to self-insure, or my financial advisor told me I have enough money to self-insure. Mm-hmm. We're just going to show you a better way to do that. So again, two classes coming up Saturday, June 15th. That's a 9 a.m. start. And then Friday, June 21st at 10 a.m. That's our asset-based class as well, too. And again, classes are free. Sign up at 525longtermcare.com. So we've been talking a little bit about, you know, some of the challenges you have when working with an advisor. And a financial advisor is mainly what we're aiming at here, but it could also be a CPA. It also could be an attorney. It's just some of the gaps they have, not understanding the programs, not really understanding the magnitude of a long-term care situation, not understanding the tax advantages. And so just because those guys don't understand that doesn't mean that long-term care doesn't make sense.
Exactly.
And the biggest thing that we run into with a lot of advisors is they just simply say, oh, I think you can self-insure. And they always preference that. I think you're fine. I think you're fine. Uh-huh. Nobody knows, right?
There's no guarantee.
But the problem with that is if I'm going to self-fund, there is just a litany of problems. And I want to spend a few minutes talking about that because I think people just need to be aware of this. And number one, if I am self-insuring, that's really just self-funding. That means I'm responsible to pay for all those costs of long-term care. Number one, how much money do you really need? That's the million-dollar question, right? It's like, is it a $10,000? Is it $100,000? We have clients that we've seen their parents go through $2.5 million recently paying long-term care costs. So the problem is we don't know because long-term care could be all over the place. So the problem with self-insuring is we're looking at averages. Well, again, what's the average structure fire damage in this country? It's less than $40,000. Do we insure for the average on our house? Do we insure for two times the average? No, we insure for the catastrophic event. So keep that in mind. That's always the wild card if I'm going to self-insure is how much money do I need? What are the tax consequences is another thing to consider. People forget about this all the time. Assets do not pay for care. Income pays for care. And what I mean by that is if I've got a big retirement account and I'm living off my pension and I'm just taking required minimum distributions and that retirement account should last me forever, well, a lot of people will say, well, I will just use that money to pay for long-term care. But what happens when I pull money out of that account? Mm-hmm. Now it's counted as income. It pushes my adjusted gross income up. It pushes my cost of Medicare up. It pushes up your tax rate. So you end up paying more taxes. What if I'm selling a stock? What if I'm selling a piece of real estate? Now I've got capital gains tax. So again, when we convert assets to income, there's tax consequences. The idea of long-term care, the reason why you hear everybody talking about tax-free benefits, it's because when I pull that money in, it is tax-free. It is not counted as income. So the other thing is, you know, that's, well, that's a big problem. But another one there too is, what about the, you know, all the other increased costs? So we touched briefly on Medicare. Medicare, so you got Part A, Part B, you know, your Part F if you have the Medigap coverage, your Part D is your prescription drugs. Well, Part B and F and D, there's a cost to those. Now, those are also based on what your income is, mm-hmm. and there's five tiers to that. So if I'm in Tier 1 and I go to Tier 2, that's another $1,000 a year. But every tier, that's about $1,000 cost more per person. So all of a sudden, you go from Tier 1 to Tier 5, you could really go up about $6,000 per person or $12,000 if it's a couple, mm-hmm. just on your Medicare costs alone. Because, again, we're pushing that adjusted gross income up. And I think people need to be well aware of that. It starts that snowball effect. And also, as it pushes our income up, then we get the special, what we call the Obama tax, the special 3.5% tax on your income mm-hmm. over a certain amount, right? That all comes into play. And then another thing to keep in mind, if I'm self-insuring, how liquid are my assets?
Yeah, how easy is it to sell those assets?
We use an example in our asset-based class. So those of you that are going to come to that, we show somebody that has a $5 million estate. By any stretch of the imagination, a lot of people will say, hey, you've got plenty of money to self-insure. Don't worry about it. But then we break it down. Really, I've got a rental home. I've got business income. I've got a second home. How liquid are those assets? What are the commissions? What are the hidden fees going to be when I go to convert those assets into income? Another thing I think that you've got to take into consideration is, if I am self-insuring, then guess what? Somebody has to be making all the decisions for you, right?
Mm-hmm. Because long-term, you're not making those decisions.
Long-term care insurance provides you with case managers. It provides you with claim specialists. But what happens if you don't have long-term care insurance? Who's making those decisions? Mm-hmm. It's going to be pushed onto your family.
Exactly.
And so we always talk about that. Long-term care insurance comes with a team of professionals, people that have been there, that have done that. They know the difference between the cognitive impairment and the physical impairment.
And they're your advocates to make sure you're getting the best level of care.
Yeah. And it was very interesting. One of the articles that I read a couple of years ago there, it was just basically how wealthy people struggle with long-term care. So therefore, meaning I have enough money to pay for long-term care, but I'm still struggling because I still got to make these decisions. And do I really want to write a check for $300 today to that caretaker coming in? Or do I want to kind of cheat the system today and maybe just hold that caregiver off for tomorrow? Because how long am I going to need to write these checks for $300? Mm-hmm. And ultimately what happens is the person receiving the care gets a lower quality of care and the family ends up taking more stress, even though they have the money to pay for care. So wealthy people struggle with long-term care too, because again, when I turn on my long-term care policy, the idea is I have the resources now to bring that team of professionals in that know how to provide that care for my loved one. I don't have to figure it out, and I'm not guessing on how to do that. And then I think a last thing that we've got to really consider is, what is my legacy? Where do I want my hard-earned assets to really go? If I am self-insuring, all my assets are at risk. I have to really be able to just sit there and say, okay, I can't set up this plan to give all this money away because I don't know how much money I need. So those are some of the problems with self-insuring. And again, the whole idea with a long-term care insurance plan is we mitigate a lot of these problems and we give ourselves a guarantee. We're going to head into our second break. And when we come back, I got a client of the week that I want to show you how we set up a lifetime benefit to protect their assets. We'll be right back.
Exciting options you need to know about in regard to long-term care. Brian is here to help at 1-888-973-5476 or email your questions to 525longtermcare.com.
This is Michael Medved. Financial experts will tell you that you should have a plan in place for the high cost of long-term care. If your plan consists of using your savings to pay for any long-term care needs in the future, then take a moment to contact 525 Advisors. 525 Advisors are the local long-term care experts. They will show you how to set up an asset-based plan using a portion of your existing savings. Now, this way you maintain control of your money and you're guaranteed to get your money back even if you don't need long-term care. For every dollar you put in today, 525 Advisors will show you how to get $3 to $4 back in tax-free long-term care protection. Call 525 Advisors today to learn how you can put a portion of your savings to work and protect your family and the rest of your assets from the high costs of long-term care. Call today at 425-748-8188. That's 425-748-8188 and 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com.
I have to tell you, what a relief for my wife and me when we got signed up for long-term care coverage. The more I learned about the fact that nearly 3 out of 4 of us will need some form of long-term care in our retirement, there are so many issues at play. For some people, they can't afford it and they become a burden on their friends and family. For others, you do have money set aside, but it wipes out everything that you've saved. And maybe most importantly, it's about having a plan so that all your children have to do is carry out your wishes. It's not a burden on them. And that's why I love the advice we got from Brian Ott and 525 Advisors. We started by going to one of Brian's free classes, and that's what I recommend you do to find out about all the different plans they offer. Brian does have a few classes coming up this month. Seats are limited, so sign up now at 525longtermcare.com. You'll get a free copy of Brian's book, too. Go to 525longtermcare.com, 525longtermcare.com.
Are you confused about the best way to protect your family and savings? Get answers now by calling Brian Ott at 1-888-973-5476 or email your questions to 525longtermcare.com.
And welcome back, and thanks for joining us here on this Saturday morning to Long-Term Care Radio. Again, we've got a couple classes coming up. We're always pushing these classes because the classes are free, and you know, you and I talk about this all the time. It helps us help you.
It definitely does. I mean, we really can't. We don't have the manpower to sit there and answer the same kind of questions day in and day out, and so these classes really help educate people on all the basics and get their minds just full of the information they need.
You touched on it earlier. It also gives you an idea because we talk a little bit about what the process is. How do you put a plan in place? I mean, if you jump out on the internet, you can type in information and get, you know, a quote.
Yeah.
What good does a quote do, right? Yeah. It's like $200, $500, $10,000. What does that do? What does that tell you?
Mm-hmm. Well, and a lot of people wonder, you know, how long is the application process going to be? How long is the underwriting? What's the underwriting even entail? And that's something that we've really done a good job of is nailing down that process and being able to give people an idea of what to expect.
Yeah, absolutely. So, again, two classes coming up Saturday, June 15th. That's a 9 a.m. kickoff. And then we have a Friday, the following Friday, is our asset-based class. Again, that's just geared a little bit more towards the people that are just planning on self-insuring and want one of these asset-based plans that are going to pay you back. That's a 10 a.m. kickoff on Friday, the 21st. So again, June 15th, 9 a.m., Friday, June 21st, 10 a.m. All that information is on our website, right on our homepage at 525longtermcare.com. And again, everybody gets a book that has examples and a lot of the information, which is also on our website. So you guys that aren't able to make it to a class or don't really want to go to a class, just you start reading through our website.
Yeah.
There's a lot of resources and a lot of information on there as well, too. So this is the part of the show where we do what we call a client of the week, and we talk about how we help somebody put a plan in place. And this show, if you just tuned in, you can go back and get the podcast on our website as well, too. But we're talking kind of about the challenges that working with advisors, some of the misconceptions that even the financial advisors have. And again, not all of them are like that. In fact, this client of the week, this is Jonathan, who is 72, and Maggie, who are 66, actually were referred to us with one of the financial advisors that we work with here in the Seattle area. And here's what's great about this. A lot of people believe at 72, number one, I can't even get long-term care insurance.
They think they're too old.
Yeah, I'm just too old. But we had met this financial advisor several years ago through a client of ours and had worked and was able to sit down and show them some of these new plans and how they do it. And this is one of the groups that sat there and they brought us in for a lunch and learn, and we educated all their advisors, and their advisors just like, wow, we didn't really know about this.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not, you know, it's not that, again, not out of malice. It's just like that's not their main focus, right?
Mm-hmm.
Insurance is part of retirement planning, but their main focus is on the markets and the different funds and how to grow your money. But the protection side, the insurance side, these new long-term care plans, a lot of people are just surprised at how they work. And this was a classic example. The clients came in. They were thrilled that we were able to work with them because, number one, it brought some clarity to their retirement plan. And what I mean by that, their estate giving plan.
Mm-hmm.
Jonathan was very aware. He's 72. His wife is 66. He's like, there's a good chance I'm going to live a lot longer than my wife. I don't know how much money we need to set aside to pay for a long-term care event if I end up in it, or for her. What happens if she ends up in long-term care? She's 8 years, 5 years, 2 years, 10 years. Who knows? So, but they had some ideas of how they wanted to structure their estate giving. And the problem is, if I start giving money to charities, or I start giving money, putting money into a trust that's irrevocable, guess what? I can't go back in and access that money to pay for long-term care. So a lot of people have to just kind of set their money idly where they would like to be paying for college education and doing stuff and doing things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So we did that because what we did is we came in and we set up a guarantee. And that means that if they go into a long-term care situation, they're each going to have a guaranteed stream of income for a lifetime. So they're not going to be guessing like where this money's going to come from. They know where it's going to come from. And that's the beauty of the insurance.
Mm-hmm. They can just flip a switch and have that tax-free income come in.
Yeah. So here's what we did. Again, Jonathan is 72, Maggie is 66. And folks, I got to tell you, they had a very sizable estate. And you can use your imagination on that. That's different for a lot of people, but it was mm-hmm. multi-million dollar estate. And the reason why their financial advisor wanted them to look into this, because again, they had some giving ideas. They wanted to start funding some charities, funding some trusts for their kids and their grandkids. And now all of a sudden, we were able to set this plan up and say, hey, by the way, should you end up in long-term care, now we know we have X amount of money coming in. And this is what we did. We took a single deposit of $358,000. Just one deposit. That's all they did. Out of that, each of them, Jonathan and Maggie, are each going to get $144,000 a year tax-free for long-term care. That's $12,000 a month per person for life.
Yeah, as long as they need it.
So think about that. Does that cover all the long-term care costs? Maybe. Maybe not. We don't know. But tell you what, you know that you've got $144,000 coming tax-free. That gives you a lot of freedom because mm-hmm. he also knows between his pension, Social Security, and other income sources that he has now, that extra $12,000 should be more than enough to pay for care is kind of what they're banking on, right? But the idea behind this plan is that they each get $144,000 for as long as they need it, should they need long-term care. So that's ensuring the extreme end of this, right? Unlimited lifetime benefits of long-term care. Now, what if we don't use this plan? Well, this goes back to part of that legacy and that estate planning. This plan is guaranteed to pay back $400,000 to the estate tax-free. So they can have that paid to their trust, they can have it paid to the charity, they can have it paid to the grandkids, it doesn't matter. That's going to be a tax-free benefit that comes back to the estate. And anytime you see that, that simply just means that $400,000 minus any long-term care that's paid out goes back to the estate. So if I only use $200,000 of long-term care, someone still gets $200,000 back. You're getting $400,000 back either way for a single deposit of $358,000. But the reason why we got it is, what if I'm on a 10-year cognitive claim? I just pulled $1.4 million out of that. And oh, by the way, my wife, she still has an unlimited long-term care benefit that she can use for another 5 or 8 or 10 or 15 years.
And they didn't have to touch the rest of their portfolio.
That's right. So they're not sitting there with their advisor. And that gives their advisor some clarity to say, okay, we can start using some qualified funds now to give to charities. We can give $100,000 a year away to our charities and qualify that counts as our RMDs. That's a strategy they can use now because they know they've got $144,000 coming in tax-free for long-term care should they need that. And here's something else on these plans. When you set these plans up, not only is it long-term care insurance, there's a lot of ancillary benefits to it. You get that team of professionals, the case managers, that concierge service that is there to help your family. If you need to move from home to an assisted living or assisted living to a skilled nursing, they're going to have somebody that's going to help them guide through that process as mm-hmm. opposed to just saying, jump on Google and find the best place for mom or dad, right?
Use Yelp or something.
But they also get $24,000 out of this policy for medical equipment. So again, I need to get some medical equipment for home, adjustable bed, a stair lift. I need to get grab handles in the bathroom. I need to put a wheelchair ramp. I can pull that out of this policy as well and still get my $12,000 a month benefit. And I also get $24,000 for caregiver training. So this is a very robust insurance plan. And again, folks, this isn't about just getting a sack of money when I go on claim. This is having a team of professionals that's going to help you and your family. A case manager is going to come out and sit down and say, look, this is what it's going to take to provide this level of care at home. Here's an option if you were to move to an assisted living or a continuing care. It might be better for you because now we can move to the special memory clinic. They understand those kind of claims.
Yeah, and they have access to the best resources.
That's right. So, again, this is why we set up these asset-based plans. What we're simply doing is we're taking a very small part of their portfolio and we're repositioning that. And the financial advisor in this case is excited because he also knows, like, you know what? I don't want to get that call that says, hey, I need to net out $12,000 a month, figure out how to make it happen. Mm-hmm. We've got to start selling something and we got to deal with the tax consequences. Now they're going to flip a switch here in a long-term care situation and pull that $12,000 a month out tax-free to pay for the care.
Yeah.
And that's the advantage of having one of these plans. A small bucket of money like this protects a big bucket of assets.
Exactly. They just set it aside, and then now they know the rest of their portfolio and the rest of their plans can move along as they want.
Yeah. And so this is really the leverage that we get. And so when you're sitting there talking with your financial advisor, you know, this show, again, we're talking about the challenges, the advisor challenge. Really push back on them. They may not know about these plans. They may not know about the simplicity of these plans, but this is because of the Pension Protection Act. We can now take some of these funds, we can reposition them. You're going to get your money back either way. But guess what? If I need long-term care, now I've got this tax-free leveraged amount guaranteed to come in for as long as I need it. Now, there's a lot of plans out there. You don't get that much leverage. Maybe you get more cash back. There's more plans that will pay the estate back more money. But again, those start running into, do I invest this money here or do I invest it there? This is mm-hmm. not an investment alternative. This is an insurance pool. This is part of your portfolio now. And what you always say on the radio, they're asset-based plans because they're an asset to mm-hmm. you and your estate, meaning it's going to be money coming back to you one way or the other.
Exactly.
And I just love these plans because, again, if I'm in this position where I've worked hard, I've got a good estate built up, I want to start thinking about charity giving. I want to start about maybe funding grandkids or kids' college. It gives you the freedom to not sit there and worry in the back of the mind, how much money am I going to need? What if I live to be 100? What if I live to be 95? What if I end up in an 8-year cognitive situation like my Uncle Albert or somebody, right?
Yeah.
Now it's like I've got a plan that's going to provide me some protection.
Well, and I'll never forget one of our first early on clients. He came back. It was about a year after he put the plan in place. And he'd been a little aloof, you know, when we put the plan, set up the plan and everything. And then he called and he said, you know, I have to say, I am really thankful that I have this plan in place because I just took my daughter on a trip that I never thought I could take her on because we have more freedom with our money. Mm. I knew that yep. since I have this plan set aside, I don't need to worry about that. And now I can actually use my money for what I want to do.
It turns worry money into mad money, meaning mm-hmm. this is my rainy day worry bucket of money that I'm going to keep setting aside. I'm going to be able to turn that bucket of money into mad money, meaning I can take the kids on vacation. I can go do that trip with my daughter. I can go enjoy life because I know that in a time of need, I've got a plan that's going to come in and provide me the benefits that I need. So that's mm-hmm. a great point. We're going to head into another break here. And when we come back, stick around. I got a question of the week from Paula over in Sammamish. We'll be right back to Long-Term Care Radio.
Certified Long-Term Care Planning Specialist Brian Ott will be right back to take your call at 1-888-973-5476. That's 1-888-973-5476. Or email your questions to 525longtermcare.com.
Volatile markets are never fun, but it provides the opportunity to see exactly how much risk you're exposed to. Like Warren Buffett always says, when the tide goes out, you find out who's been swimming without their trunks on. Hey, it's Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital and host of Know Your Risk Radio. Chances are the defense portion of your portfolio, the bonds, got hit right along with your stocks. So what do you do? Look, safety doesn't have to mean lower returns. By using our bond replacement strategy, our clients have actually increased their returns while being insured against loss and all the while lowering their fees. Call now and get your free copy of our brand new booklet, Common Sense Investing, and learn how to protect your retirement against loss but still participate in market gains. Call 866-779-RISK. Again, 866-779-RISK. Or go to knowyourriskradio.com.
Bulwark Capital Management's a DBA of Clear Creek Financial Management, a registered investment advisor.
Hey, it's Dory Monson with Darlene, who is a new client of 525 Advisors. And first of all, Darlene, tell me, why were you looking into long-term care in the first place?
So at the time I found 525 Advisors, I was working for the federal government. I looked into their long-term care plans, but they have what I call a cookie-cutter approach, meaning that it's one plan for everybody. So I met 525 Advisors through another business acquaintance, and Brian Ott was able to show me that there were better plans out there, and he actually was able to make a tailor-made plan for me that was right both for in cost and for coverage.
Awesome. And I talked to somebody a couple days ago, another listener who had contacted Brian and Madeline, and they said they just didn't feel any high pressure. They didn't feel like they were talking to a salesperson at all, that they were just getting advice. Was that kind of your experience?
Right. I really feel, Dory, that Brian and Madeline aren't in just in the selling business of long-term health care plans. They're actually in the people business. So they've made me feel like they care about people. They cared about me. I would highly recommend them. They're very personable. They are responsive. When you call them, they get right back to you. I just felt overall comfortable in working with them. I would advise anyone to give them a call, and they will be able to steer you in the direction that you want to go. I think they're excellent, and I would recommend them to anyone.
Whew, that is a great testimonial, Darlene.
Thank you. I believe it, Dory.
Yeah, I know. I can tell. That is awesome. Find out if long-term care is a good option for your family. Attend one of Brian's upcoming classes. That's how my wife and I got started. You will learn so much. Seating is limited, so register now at 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com.
This is Long Term Care Radio with Brian Ott. Listen and learn information from a certified long-term care planning specialist. You can email your questions to radio@525advisors.com.
And thanks for tuning in this Saturday morning to Long-Term Care Radio. My name is Brian Ott. I'm a long-term care planning specialist. Alongside me is Madeline Lutch, our case manager. And, you know, I think we forget to tell people this, but we are focused on long-term care. This is really what we do.
Yeah, we specialize in it because we're both passionate and mm-hmm. both lived through it.
That's right.
So, and we both have our reasons for getting into this, but being specialists allows us to design plans for people that, you know, you just... I don't want to say other advisors can't do, because they can. It's just that they don't specialize in it, so they don't spend as much time learning the different ways to actually design them and implement them.
Yeah, and I will tell you, I learned it was baptism by fire. I learned it the hard way back when I had my financial services license. You know, we're in there, and, you know, this is like a decade ago, and we are sitting there just trying to get exposed to everything, right? So, like a certified financial planner, the retirement income certified professionals, which the designation I have, those, you know, we're looking at all these things, you know, just everything, medical costs, long-term care costs, life insurance, and oh, now we got to start getting into bonds and investments and mutual funds and the best ways to pull money out of retirement. And so I just don't really think that you can be the jack of all trades, right?
No.
It's like, because if you are, then you're just not the expert of anything. Mm-hmm. And what we've really decided to do is carve out long-term care insurance. And Madeline pointed out, it's not that other people can't do long-term care insurance. It's just that because of our volume and the repetition of what we do, we have a lot more experience and we have a lot more options of how, and like one of my big things is, how do you fund these plans?
Mm-hmm.
We design a plan just like this today that we're talking about for Jonathan and Maggie. They're coming in with a single lump sum. Well, now that could also be funded with life insurance. It could be funded with an annuity. It could be funded with a retirement account. Part of it could be broken down over 10 payments, and that would make sense if I'm a business owner or I have some deductions. And so there's all these things that people forget that you have to look at. Designing a plan says, how much benefit do I want, number one. Number two is, like, what's the most efficient way to fund that plan? And for a lot of people, it's not what they think. A lot of people say, I want to just come in and be one and done and pay it, and I'll look at them and say, I want you to spread part of this out over 10 years because here's the tax deductions you can get. The IRS allows us to deduct long-term care insurance premiums, which means the benefit still comes back to us tax-free. You can't do that with life insurance. You can't do that with disability insurance. And again, that's just part of the overall process. People say, why come to 525 Advisors? Well, I'll tell you what we're not going to do. We will not sell you a mutual fund. We will not try to get you into investments or anything like that. That's between you and your financial advisor. And that's what we were talking about here today during the show, the advisor challenge.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the way that we have kind of split up our specialty as well, in that you are a master at designing these plans and finding the most efficient ways that a lot of people don't even think about to do things. And then I come in, you know, with the health side and saying, you know what, because of your health situation, we might want to look at this plan because of this. And this is the kind of underwriting that we're going to look at. And then I can guide with the application side.
And let's touch on that for a second, right? Because just because I want a particular plan, I want this plan that Jonathan Magee has. I'm listening to the radio right now and I say, hey, that sounds perfect for me. Guess what? You may not be able to get that plan.
Exactly.
Because of your health. And that's what Madeline is saying, is we have to qualify for these plans. And so you just have to be aware of that. And what we have found over and over and over again is that advisors will simply sign up with a company. Like if I go into one of these retail financial advisors that are on the strip mall in the corner, they're going to have maybe one or two insurance companies that they work with because they have marketing agreements with their parent company. And so that's what they pull out. So if I need an asset base, you're going to get this one asset based company. Well, guess what? That one asset-based company may not accept you because of a condition or because of a medication you take, but that doesn't mean you can't get asset-based long-term care. It may mean that these four companies over here will accept you.
Exactly.
And so that's the skill set that Madeline has that she says, you know, we bring to the table. And we're going to teach you that in our classes when you come, that we start with a pre-screen form with everybody because we want to do that legwork up front and say, look, in order to get you in the best policy possible, we need to get you through this physical therapy and come back in 60 days as opposed to just applying now and getting rated or getting you turned down.
Or just wait. You know, there's a lot of times where someone just started taking a medication. That doesn't mean that you're going to get turned down later on down the road. But if you apply right now, they're going to say, no, we need to wait because you need 3 months stability on this.
Exactly. Such a valid point. So again, 525 Advisors, we're over in Bellevue. We are long-term care planning specialist. We have two classes coming up this month, and we are talking about June, folks. This is June 1st today. Saturday, June 15th, 9 a.m. kickoff, long-term care basic planning class. And then again, the following Friday, the first day of summer, June 21st, is an asset-based long-term care plan designed for those of you that are planning on self-insuring. That's a 10 a.m. kickoff. All the information is on our website at 525longtermcare.com. Again, 525longtermcare.com, right there on the homepage, directions, everything, free parking, it's all just we make it easy squeezy. And right underneath the sign up for our classes, you're going to see long-term care radio question of the week submission button. If you click on that and send us a question, what we do is we pick through those every week and then we find one that's relevant to the show and we bring it on, we read it on air, we love it. This week, our question comes from Paula over in Sammamish. And Paula says, what is the ideal age to put a long-term care plan in place?
We could do a whole show on this.
Yes, and we have in the past, right?
Yeah,
we've talked
pros
about
and
this
cons.
A lot. Yeah, and so Paula, this is a question that we get just about every class and we talk on this. Here's the thing you need to understand. It is not your age that allows you to get a long-term care insurance policy. It is your health.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the insurance carriers are going to offer insurance between ages 40 and 80. And I say most. We do have some outliers that go 30 to 80. We do have some like traditional plans that go all the way down to age 18. But again, it's not the age. It's your health. We have had 40-year-olds that have been turned down. We have 85-year-old clients. And again, we have plans, I say, 40 to 80 is most. We have outlier plans that go up to age 85 that still gives us some meaningful leverage, meaning I'm going to get multiple dollars back for the money that I put in tax-free. So the question here is kind of loaded. What is the ideal age? It's number one, it's when you're healthy. And that means today, if you're healthy, because tomorrow you could very well end up, you know, in an accident or, you know, in a diagnosed with a condition, and all of a sudden you're uninsurable, just like that. And I mean, we've delivered policies. One of our clients, in fact, you hear her on the radio,
she did that thing with Dory.
Yeah, she got her policy put in place, and it was like 6 months down the road, she was diagnosed with cancer. And it's like, folks, that is just real life right there. So again, Paula, the question is when you're healthy, number one. Now, I want everybody to stick around for next week's show because we're actually going to build a show on that, on talking about multiple plans. And what I mean by that is that I want to get a plan put in place today. Now, is it the ideal plan? Maybe not. I put a plan in place in my 40s. I just recently put an asset-based plan in place behind that this year. And it's, you can keep that in mind. The idea is like, well, at least if I have this basic plan, maybe my needs change over time, but this is still going to give me some meaningful coverage. And mm-hmm. so we're going to talk a little bit about that. But again, the real heart of this question, folks, is get it while you're healthy. Last year alone, we lost two clients from the time we took the application before we got them approved in the underwriting process. One got into an accident, and the second person went to the doctor thinking he had the flu, and he was diagnosed with cancer in his lymph glands.
Mm-hmm.
And folks, that stuff right there, that happens all the time. And so what we're saying is, boy, don't take your health for granted. Your health is what is really gives you the currency to put a long-term care plan in place. That's
it. It's your ticket in.
That's right. Your age is simply going to determine the premium. So what we mean by that as well, Paula, is that the ideal age is the sooner the better, because you're going to pay less for the same amount of insurance, meaning that if I'm 50, I stay healthy till I'm 60. I could just say, well, I'm going to put that plan in place at 60. Well, guess what? You're going to pay less money for more insurance at 50 than you are 60. And if you're paying ongoing annual premiums like a traditional plan, you go on claim at age 85. The difference is between 60 and 85, you will have paid more in premiums than between 50 and 85.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way most of those plans are set up. So there's a big advantage if I'm going to pay payments over time to set that plan up as early as possible. And then if I'm doing a lump sum payment, simply quite frankly, I'm just going to get a lot more insurance for the same investment, and I'm going to have a lot better chance at getting the best level of underwriting when I'm younger and healthier.
Exactly.
And that's the key.
Make it a lot
so,
easier.
So, you know, we love those questions. And if you have a question of the week for us, just go to our website at 525longtermcare.com. And again, you know, you're going to keep hearing these ads for these classes. We are well aware of that everybody can come to these classes. And if you are diligent and you take the time to go to our website, Madeline has laid that website out, you know, in a format where you click on the Start Now button there right there under the radio tab. You will see, it'll walk you through some of the basic information of what you need to know, which is what we go over in our class.
Yeah, it pretty much walks you through, you know, a lot of our book and the same format that we go through, at least in our basic long-term care planning class. So a lot of your questions can be answered just by reading through that page.
Yeah, and because we have clients all over the place. In fact, we get people that call us. We just had somebody from Massachusetts call us. They find our website and they go through it and they want to work with us. We've got clients in Colorado. We've got clients in California. So we actually do help people all over, but our main focus is right here in the Puget Sound area. We do our classes right here in Bellevue. Again, the classes are free. It's just the best way to come learn about long-term care, come meet us in person, mm-hmm. find out a little bit about the process, and then really just start being your own advocate. Take our book, which has resources in it like Medicare.gov, and go and start looking at those websites and start clearing up some of this misinformation that you hear out there about what average claims are and who really needs it and what does the government really pay for. And that's really what we're doing. So, again, we appreciate all the feedback. Got a question for us? Jump on the website at 525longtermcare.com and sign up for our class. And again, stick around. Next week, I really do want to jump into talking about how maybe I set up a plan today and then maybe add additional plan for that later down the road. And we're going to talk about that next week. And we appreciate everybody tuning in this week. And sign up for our classes again at 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com. Have a safe weekend. We'll be back next week. Thanks so much.
Thanks for listening to Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott. Event info, planning resources, and long-term care radio podcasts can all be found at 525longtermcare.com. To schedule an appointment with Brian Ott, call 425-748-8188. That's 425-748-8188. For more information on the show or to sign up for a free long-term care planning class, visit 525longtermcare.com. Tune in next Saturday morning at 7 to Long-Term Care Radio with your host, Brian Ott, on Cairo Radio.